The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Are you a business owner looking to grow your business? How is your financial portfolio? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Business Talk with Mark the Spark. Listen to business owners share their stories and tips for success, because every business has a story. And now, here's your host, Mark the Spark.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Business Talk with Mark the Spark. And I'm Mark the Spark, your host. And I have two wonderful co-hosts, Pamela and Raj. And Pamela's not in the studio today, so we'll be talking to Raj for the show. I'd like to remind everyone that we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in beautiful La Jolla, California. And we're streaming worldwide on all your favorite podcast providers. And just a reminder, we come to you every Saturday morning at 10:30. And you can find us at 1170 AM and also 96.1 FM if you're in the North County, all the way up to Long Beach. Now, Raj, I'd like to turn to you. And first, how are you today, Raj?
I'm doing wonderful, Mark. Thank you so much for asking. Though I do miss our wonderful co-host, Pam, today on the show.
We all miss her here at the studio. And sometimes I wonder how I can actually get through a show without her. So hopefully she'll be with us next Saturday. But let me dig right in, Raj, because we have a lot of material that we're going to cover. And the first thing that I would like to talk to you about is probably the different various kinds of investments. And what would be a various criteria that one should understand while making investments?
Great question, Mark. Mm-hmm. Let me talk to you about, there are many, many kinds of investments. You could invest in real estate. You could invest in the stock market. You could invest in other financial products like bonds, mutual funds, etc. The key, however, is when you look at any investment or you look forward to making any investment, what is the most important aspect to look at? And in fact, it's not one. The way I recommend is, can you look at it in seven lenses?
Wow.
And they are safety, growth, liquidity, tax advantage, income stream, living benefits, and legacy transfer.
Wow. Well, that's quite a few. Could you elaborate a little bit? Because I'm not too familiar with the taxes.
Absolutely, Mark. So look at it like this. You take your hard-earned money mm-hmm. and you put it into something. What's the first thing you want? You want the money to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's why you're investing in it. Now, how do you want your money to grow? With safety or with risk? So you need to do that evaluation by yourself, that the engine that you're putting the money in, is there a risk involved with that particular investment? Are there any chances for me to lose my money that I have put into this? Or would my growth that I have seen, I could lose my growth as well at one point in time. Now, all the investments are different. Now, you put take your hard-earned money, put into the stock market. One year, you could see a tremendous growth. But next year, you could lose all that growth and probably have lost a lot of money.
That
means there is no safety with growth when you look at that kind of an engine. Now, the third important aspect when you make an investment is, hey, how long will I be locked into that investment before I take the money that I have put in or the growth that I have achieved? Which in simple terms is called liquidity. So, and you don't want to be locked for 10, 20, 30, 40 years before you get access to the money. Look at it like this. A four-year college graduate passes out from college and he joins a great firm. He puts his money in a 401k. Now what happens? He cannot touch that money till he's 59 and a half without paying a 10% penalty.
I see.
So he does have a some money put aside for a great retirement plan, but the liquidity is lost.
Wow.
So this is exactly what we say is it's very important that whenever you make an investment, you understand what's going to happen with it.
Hmm.
Now, what would be the fourth thing? You covered it in your show last week about taxes.
That's right.
Now, if you talk about taxes, you have to say tax me now, tax me later, or tax me never. So we call, is there something like a tax advantage that you could create out from your investment? It makes a difference because there's no right or wrong rule, but the idea is when is it easy to pay taxes? So those kind of questions come to the mind. Now, there is a time that comes in everyone's life when it's not about the corpus of money that you have created, because you could take too much out of it too soon and boom, it could disappear any day. Now, what really happens is if there is a source of income or investment that lasts you for your life or as long as you live, or in other words, can it give an income stream to you as long as you survive, as long as you're living, so that, as we always call, you don't want to outlive your money.
That's right.
So that would be a great way. So the engine that you're putting money in, can it give you an income stream which is steady? Now, can we look at stocks as those engines? Probably not.
I doubt it.
Now, if you put money in a real estate, you have an opportunity for something like this, but only if it's an investment property and you're making a rental income from that, then you might get an income stream. So that becomes a very important parameter for you to look at. Now, what's the sixth item? It's a very important item, and you understand it better than anybody else, is what happens if those disabilities hit you when you are not ready and when you have not planned. And let me tell you, nobody is ready for disability or nobody plans for it.
That's right.
So how do you counter situations when you are not able to take care of yourself by yourself?
Mm.
Do you need an external care to take care of you? Do you need to go to an assisted living facility? Do you need somebody to come home as a helping aid to take care of you? Now, the investment that you have put in, can you take money for reasons like these at that point in time matters?
Mm.
So now you see, we started with the growth of the money. We started with the safety associated with that growth. We talked about liquidity, that how much liquid that money is, how soon can you borrow from it. What about the tax advantage on that particular investment? Then can you tie it to a steady income stream? And then you talked about, can you borrow in those situations where you had not planned for it without having to borrow from your bank account or other sources which you need badly.
Mm.
Now, this is all that happens when you're alive. What happens to that investment when you are gone or when you have moved on to the other world? So this is where the whole legacy transfer concept comes in as to what happens to your money after you. So if you were to put into an engine where now after the money goes to your loved ones after you, what happens with that money? Do they have to pay taxes? How easy it is for them to pay taxes? How can they ensure that whatever is theirs now become theirs? So these are called the seven components of investment, which are good for a lens for any investment that you pick up. So nobody needs to call Raj and ask, hey, Raj, I'm making this investment. It's a good one or a great one or a bad one. You take a piece of paper, write down these seven components, and say what is a yes or what is a no, and then you can figure out how many more yeses you have. Now, can you get all seven? Yes.
Wow.
But can you get a lot of yeses on those sevens? Yes. So it doesn't mean that any investment is wrong. The idea is what is relevant to you, you want to decide accordingly, Mark.
Mm.
And this is something. So that's what I'm. Yeah.
Wow.
I hope it clarified.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. And, you know, many people don't think about what happens after you are dead and gone. And also, a lot of people, especially myself, don't really think about what happens if something happens to yourself out of the blue, and you weren't planning for it. As you know, what happened to me, I had some broken bones, and it disabled me from doing a lot of what I was doing.
Yeah, yeah. And nobody plans to fail.
No one plans to fail.
They just fail to plan.
Sometimes you get a punch out of the blue.
Yeah, yeah.
We're slowly getting to the halftime of our show, but what I want to ask you is if the you mentioned the tax advantage. Would you want to elaborate a little bit more on the tax advantage?
Oh, I'd love to. So I'll just give a sneak preview, and then we can talk more about it after our halftime.
Sure.
Look at it like this. Tax me now, tax me later, tax me never.
I like that.
So what would you like? You know,
never.
Everybody says tax me never.
Yes.
But what about it? And the bad news is that you will be taxed sometime. The good news is you can choose when you want to be taxed. So some people prefer that they pay taxes now, and they're happy about it, which is great. And most of the people prefer to be tax deferred or tax me later.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it easy to pay taxes today or when you're retired? Probably today.
Right.
But then there is an engine where you pay the tax today and you never have to pay the tax later. And that's what we'll talk about after our halftime.
Wow, that's wonderful. And also, I want to ask you about the 7702. Tax code.
I'll talk about it too.
Excellent. Thank you, Raj. You're so informative. So I'd like everyone just to stay tuned to the second half of Business Talk with Mark the Spark. And we'll be right back after our halftime break. I'd like to have everyone listen to our sponsors because they do pay the bills. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Wealth Being, where your financial well-being is our top priority. At Wealth Being, we understand that true wealth goes beyond numbers. It's about making your retirement your longest vacation. Whether you're planning for retirement, looking for tax-free income, funding your child's education, or even estate planning, our team has got you covered. We believe in transparency and trust. Contact us today at 858-371-1005. That's 858-371-1005. Or visit us at wealthbeing.us. That's wealthbeing.us.
Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or just starting to look for your dream home, you need a trusted lender. Island Girl Pam Campbell is here to make your experience smooth and easy. She's approved with over 100 banks, which gives her the ability to provide you with a full range of mortgage products to meet your goals. Pam will walk you through every step, ensuring you understand the process and options to finance your home. Mortgage is made easy. You believe it. Island Girl will achieve it. Visit islandgirl.com. ILENDGIRL.com. NMLS number 2935.
Finding the right work environment can make all the difference. The future of workspace in San Diego is here today at Venture X in Scripps Ranch. They have the perfect solution for you. You'll find professional, executive, private offices in a collegial setting with a sense of hospitality, community, and productivity. Co-working spaces are the new trend. Call today for a tour, 619-789-6233. That's 619-789-6233. And take your business to the next level.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back to Business Talk with Mark the Spark. And I'm here with my co-host, Raj. And we've been talking about taxes. And thank you, Raj, for explaining about tax advantage. And before the half, I mentioned the 7702 tax code. And I know I'm not really familiar with it. I've heard about it. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the 7702 tax code.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. So we know taxes are our biggest expense. So you can pay tax now or you can really pay later. That's the question. So how do you optimize your taxes by creating the right balance is important. So when you say tax me now, when you put money in your bank account or you invest money in stocks, you have actually paid tax on it already. Now, you pay tax by putting it after tax, but now the growth is taxed each year. Now, the second bucket they say is tax me later, which is the 401ks or the IRAs.
I see.
So you put in before tax dollars for getting a little teeny weeny of a tax discount, but then both your principal and growth are 100% taxed when you take that money out. Now, the third bucket, the tax advantage bucket, is about where you put in after-tax dollars and the growth is 100% tax-free. This means that you do not pay tax when you take the distribution out from it. So the most popular is Roth IRAs.
Oh, yes.
Now, the key here is how many people are eligible to put money in Roth IRAs and how much money can you put into it. So what happened was the IRS decided to help the people in a way by giving them another tax code called 7702 tax code.
Interesting.
And what that does is it takes the limitations out for your eligibility to put money into it, as well as your ability to put the amount of money into it. So you don't have a limitation to that. Now, the tax code is beautiful in a way that it helps you in multiple dimensions. Mm-hmm. It lets you take the money out anytime. That means it's liquid. The money grows, and you will never, ever lose the money when the market goes down.
Wow.
So you have growth with safety and liquidity.
Wow.
And this is the tax advantage in it. So I checked four of the seven components that I talked about in the earlier segment.
Yes.
Now, you can create a continuous income stream for from this engine, and you can get money out of it for long.
Wow.
Now, what this does is you have an income stream to it. So five done. Now, what in case you're hit with a chronic illness where you have a cognitive decline and you cannot do any of two of the six activities of daily living by yourself and you need external help? Like you cannot get off from your bed, you cannot shower, you cannot dress, you cannot eat, you cannot move around.
Mm.
When the doctor certifies, you should be able to take money out from that engine, and that is 7702.
Wow.
What if you have the need for a heart attack? You had a heart attack and you needed an angioplasty or probably a liver kidney transplantation or burn surgery or a chemo surgery, you should be able to take money out. So the living benefits enable in for those critical illnesses or those disabilities, you can take out from 7702 anytime. And lastly, whatever money that remains in this, after life happens to you, it passes to your loved ones absolutely tax-free.
Wow.
So as I said, the seven components of investments are key for you to look at.
Right.
And when you diversify your portfolio, you look at it like that, and the tax-advantaged bucket becomes a very important bucket for us to look at it from that perspective.
Well, that's
and this is what I want.
That's very interesting. So that would be the tax-free retirement plan. And the you said that the 7702 tax engine, this is tax-free for life?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So once you put the money, which is after-tax dollars,
mm-hmm.
every single dollar that grows is absolutely tax-free and not tax-deferred. And when you take the distribution out from it,
yes.
every single dollar is tax-free. And it is tax-free for the rest of your life.
That's wonderful. And you mentioned you can pass this on.
You can pass. You can pass when you design engines like these.
Mm-hmm.
You can design it the right way so that you can pass on money to your loved ones tax-free. And they probably will be happy because they could use the same money for your final expenses or any of the estate taxes that they have to pay when they get the estate from you.
That's right.
So that's a great way to think about it, that you never are a burden on anybody of that you love while you're alive and while you're gone too.
Yes, because funeral expenses are very expensive.
Yes.
And sometimes can be a real surprise to someone. And as you mentioned, can be a burden. To some. So can everyone get the 7702 based retirement engine plan? Can they get that for themselves?
That's a great question. While anybody can, but everybody cannot as well.
Oh.
So this is an engine where nobody can sell this engine to you or you buy that engine from them. You have to qualify for that engine, Mark. So the way the 7702 is defined in simple English and not mathematical code. It is called a life insurance-based retirement planning, or LIRP.
What was that again?
Life insurance retirement planning.
Oh.
So in this case, you will have to qualify for this based on your health condition, based on your age, and then the company says, yes, we will give you the right product.
I see.
You have to qualify. So to all the listeners, what I would suggest is the younger you are, the healthier you are,
yes,
take advantage of this product so that you can compound your money with safety, take it out anytime when you need it for any reason, no questions asked, and be able to live off this money for the rest of your life.
That would be a beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to start early. And of course, a lot of people early in life may not have heard of the 7702. No.
As I said in one of my shows, my youngest client to take advantage of this product.
I remember.
Go 8 months.
Yes.
And what I did was I completely created the college education planning using this same engine. So you see how powerful this engine is?
I do.
It's not just for retirement planning. You can use it for college planning.
Mm-hmm.
I have another beautiful couple in the city of San Diego where they have done it to ensure that 6-7 years down the line, they do not have to borrow money from the bank for the down payment and they can buy their own house.
Wow.
So I'm helping people use it for any purpose that they come to me and plan for it.
Well, that's a wonderful strategy. And so would there be, there is some limitations. You mentioned the health and the age. We want to elaborate a little bit on that because I'm getting a little along in my years there, Raj. And
yes, so the idea is that since it's a life insurance-based retirement planning, Mark, we need to understand that what is the risk of somebody giving you a product like this?
Mm.
Because it's a product coming out from the insurance companies and they want to ensure that you are not a bad investment for them.
Mm.
So they want to see you're healthy. As of today, now life can take a turn. So that's what I say. I know a lot of people who were perfectly fine this year, and just a year down the line, they got hit with diabetes, mm-hmm, or they had a cardiac arrest, or some of them got diagnosed with cancer. So this means they are out of those products. These products cannot be for them. So the younger you are, the more goes towards your funds rather than your supporting your life insurance or cost of insurance, and the healthier you are. So take advantage of this as soon as you can, and this is where it will help you. Otherwise, you may not qualify for a product like this.
I see. Yes, I worry about myself. At the beginning of the show, what were the seven that you talked about?
Oh, I'll just recap them once again.
If you would.
Have the money grow, but grow with safety.
Grow with safety.
The third is liquidity.
Oh.
The fourth is... is it tax advantaged? Fifth is, can you create an income stream from those investments? Sixth is, can you get living benefits in case you need an extra support for care for your health conditions? And the last one is, what happens to your money after you or legacy transfer?
Wow.
That's the seven components of investments. And I missed telling you one thing, Mark.
And what was that?
The 7702 engine gives you an income for life up to 120 years.
Oh.
So this means that outliving your money will be a challenge for you.
Yes, especially for me.
Yes.
But I know that that was important, and you've mentioned it several times, yeah, that you don't want to outlive your money. It's very important that your money outlives you.
Exactly.
And then you're able to pass it on, and hopefully tax-free.
Absolutely. Mm. And as I say, again... it's no fun with taxes because if you don't understand that very well, it's not just you who is going to suffer paying taxes later part of your life. Whatever you pass on after life has happened to them, the taxes don't go away.
Mm.
So look at it like this. A 401k, a couple maximizing their investment in their 401k. Now life happens to them at the age of 70. That money passes on to their kids. Now, who has to pay taxes on them? The kids.
Right.
Now, they are gone, but the kids are saying, hey, we already were in a high tax bracket. Now, I have to pay more taxes.
Mm.
So this means, how do you compound the tax problem, or how do you compound your money to take advantage of it? It's all up to you.
I like that. Well, that is a lot of information, Raj. And there are probably people like me that are not too familiar with the tax system, and especially the 7702. And for all the good people out there in San Diego that are listening that would like to learn a little bit more about this, how could they reach you, Raj, so that you could explain, you know, explain to them what you kind of just went over today?
Call me at 858.
858.
371-1005. Or set up an appointment at wealthbeing.us, or as we always like to call, your wealth being on us.
I like that. So it's wealthbeing.us, and that's a wonderful little expression you have there. So I'd like to encourage everyone listening today, please check out Raj, his website, wealthbeing.us. And at the same time, if you like to go to mine, it's markthespark.org. And please remember, it is a .org because we are an educational platform. Well, I hope to see you next Saturday for Business Talk. Again, it's at 10:30 KCBQ. And we'll go over some more business tips and business information. Thank you once again. See you next Saturday. Bye.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.